It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
If you just as soon not hear about an eggcorn that some language pundits really dislike, then you might want to stop listening now.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector. With us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hey there, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca. We have an eggcorn today.
We do. And it comes to us sort of by way of Carol's question. Carol says, I was texting a friend recently and I was saying I would just as soon do something else. I had to stop and do an internet search to make sure I was spelling it correctly. Later that day, a different friend sent me a message using just as soon, and that got me thinking, where did that phrase come from? And where did that phrase come from? Because I have no idea.
It goes back hundreds of years. By the 1600s, we have as soon or just as soon to mean as readily or as willingly. Here are a couple quotes, Rebecca. 1816, I had as soon be beaten by him as by anybody else. And then one of my favorites from 1913, I'd as soon listen to dried peas in a bladder as listen to your thoughts.
Oh my goodness. Making their feelings very clear.
Yes. And Rebecca, I don't know about you, but I think for many of us now, as soon or just as soon actually means I'd rather do this than that. More than just as readily, but I'd actually rather.
Yeah, for me, it's rather.
By the 1700s, we also have the expression, as soon as look at you. And this means immediately or without hesitation. And now you often see this with verbs like kill or shoot, as in some of these guys would kill you as soon as look at you, as in they would kill you as soon as they see you. Now, Rebecca, I would guess some of our listeners at this point are also thinking about the word sooner, because sooner can have a similar meaning. It can mean more readily as a matter of choice or preferably, as in, I would sooner starve than eat that. Can you do that?
Yeah, for sure. I don't do it very often, but I could do that.
And while we're talking about sooner, we should talk about some slangy noun meanings of sooner that are related to this. In Green's Dictionary of Slang, we find sooner for a dog that would, quote, rather feed than fight. And we also see sooner for a lazy person who would sooner lie around than work. We then need to talk about the slangy expression that leads to the Oklahoma Sooners.
I don't think U of M football fans want to talk about the Oklahoma Sooners right now.
I think that is totally fair, but we're going to do it anyway. In the late 1800s, we see sooner used to refer to someone who acted prematurely. And in this case, we're talking about what's often called westward expansion. And sooner refers to white settlers who illegally moved into territories before the government's official settlement date, territories which had already been settled by Native American tribes through forced relocation, and the government then designated for white settlement. In Oklahoma, this refers to a land rush in April 1889, and the word sooner carried negative connotations. But in 1908, the University of Oklahoma adopted sooner as the nickname for the football team.
You mentioned that there's an eggcorn that comes along with this, and I don't want to miss talking about the eggcorn because eggcorns are fun.
They are fun. And the eggcorn is related to just as soon. An eggcorn is a reinterpretation of a phrase into something that sounds similar. It's phonologically similar. And in this case, you get, I would just as soon. Some people will say, I would just assume. Now, Rebecca, when I first heard that, I thought, I would never do that. And the longer I have sat with it, the more I realize that I just might. If you have something like, I would just as soon stay home and watch TV, I think I could say, I would just assume stay home and watch TV.
I was getting ready to be all, I would never, but I totally think I would. Yeah, I'm sure I would.
I went back and I did a whole search of my email, and it turns out that I do not write down I would just as soon or I would just assume. So I'm not quite sure, but I'll be listening. You can find I would just assume written down. Merriam-Webster has some great examples on their blog.
Well, I would just assume keep talking about all of this, but we are out of time. Thanks so much, Anne.
I'll see you again soon.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.